When you've got an over 100-year-old golf course and it's showing its age a little bit, it must be a great feeling to know that a bright future is on its way.
Yeah, you know, it is really exciting. And Todd Quitno, the architect that did the redesign, did a wonderful job recreating the holes. The layout still is pretty much the same as it was since 1919, but we have redone the greens. And like people say, you know, you can only keep putting a Band-Aid on a golf course so much. So eventually, you know, we got the funds to do a full renovation of it, including new greens, all new grasses, new irrigation, new drainage. It's going to be home to the first tee, as well as Evans Caddy Scholar Academy.
Tell us, it sounds like there are several partners involved here who sort of are making this project come together. Tell us about who all stepped up on this.
Yeah, we had a number of local and national groups step up to this. So one of our main partners is the Western Golf Association. Our other main partner, so to speak, is the First Tee, Wadsworth, Todd Quitno, the CDGA Golf Association, and of course, Kemper Sports, being the manager, managing the golf course, has also stepped up to the plate as well to help this project move along.
Well, called this place a community golf course, and from the drive we just took, I can see how it's earned that name. You really are spread out through a couple of communities and a few neighborhoods as well.
Yeah, you know, actually our golf course runs through Wilmette and Evanston. It is leased by the Water Reclamation District to the City of Evanston and to the Wilmette Park District. So, you know, you go through Wilmette and Evanston, cross the couple of streets, you cross the canal a couple of times to get to the next tee. It's a pretty unique golf course.
Well, one time you lost a hole due to some refiguring of property lines, and now you're also doing some things here to expand junior golf. So Todd Quitno's come along and he created a couple of options for you to work through those issues. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so we got rid of the old first hole and turned that into a 30,000 square foot putting green, which would be a lot of fun, and exciting events will have take place there. And what was the first hole has kind of become a learning center for youth golf and for regular golfers for that matter as well. So in losing one hole, we had to create a new one. So Todd created a putting hole, which is about 65 yards, putting right into the Baja Temple, and it's going to be one of the most pictured holes in Chicago.
After seeing that today, I can see exactly why people are going to do that, but it looks like it's a fun hole. It's a matter of getting up on that elevated tee and pulling out the putter and letting the ball run down the slope, and it looks like it'll funnel around that green a little bit.
That's the plan. You know, it's going to be a fun hole. Todd says it's going to be the most difficult hole to par on the golf course, and we'll definitely have the most pictures taken, foursomes on that hole as well, with the temple behind it.
Well, tell us about one of the holes that we went out and looked at out there kind of late on the back nine, but you've got some carry over the canal and an interesting little thumbprint on the front.
Yes.
Part of the green.
The thumbprint is kind of a unique green. You know, it's a shorter, about 140 yards, and we feel there'll be a lot of hole-in-ones when we put the pin down in that thumbprint.
I know we're in the Pro Shop building now, and you said that they might spice it up a little bit here in the outdoor patio and the fire pit that is here between this building and the practice area.
Yeah, you know, we'll be looking to, you know, do some updates to the patio as well. We feel like this is going to be the community golf course it is. We're going to have people come here, you know, sit outside, listen to music or watch some sporting events, and then go challenge their buddies to an 18-hole putting contest on the huge putting green.
So finally, just tell us, we know that it has already started the grow-in process out here. When are you trying to be open in 2024?
We're looking to open summer of 2024. You know, kind of a tentative date right now is mid-August. But, you know, that's all going to play by ears as the weather comes along here this spring and early in summer.
All right. Tom Gray, General Manager here at Canal Shores, thanks for joining us on Golfers on Golf, and we look forward to getting out here and playing as soon as you get the course open.
Look forward to having you.